What's the most frightening ghost story, Eddie, that you've ever encountered?
The most frightening ghost story was I was in my mid-20s. I lived in North Carolina before I moved out to Los Angeles and didn't have any money whatsoever. So we lived in this sort of rundown condo complex.
Sure.
And we had to sign the year contract. And from the first day we moved in, it was a real eerie, kind of funky place, something you couldn't quite put your finger on.
Right.
And I immediately started having dreams of someone being murdered with an axe. And it started with the dreams
first.
Nice
dream, Eddie.
It was weird, and it would go on like this for a couple of months. And then I would start seeing it whenever I would be, if we were talking in that condominium, I would see a flash of something happening. Then I would start seeing an image of a man hanging from a barn. And then the images, it got so scary before I was awake as an intuitive that every time I would take a shower in that place, I would lock all the doors and windows, I would lock the bathroom door, and I would put the phone on speed dial to 911.
Scared the heck out of you.
It freaked me out.
Not a way to live, Eddie.
No. So I would count the days down to the end of the lease. And for my best friend's birthday, I took him to see a reputable psychic. For his birthday, he was scared to go by himself. I went with him, and those two were sitting like this, and I was sitting a good 10 feet out of the way on the other side of the room. And the psychic was talking to my friend, Tim, and right in the middle of his reading, with her eyes closed, she turned in slow motion, and she pointed right at me, and she said, "What you think you see in the shower is real. It is not made up." And then she turned and finished doing his reading. Now, I'd never told anybody except for my best friend, and...
Well, you've now told about 5 million people.
Right? I know. Oh, my God. And so we finally got to move out. And about 1 year after that incident, I was with a teacher of mine. And she and I were driving down the road. And she said, "Eddie, when I was a little girl, there was a murder down on that property." She said, "Before those condominiums were there, it was a barn." And she said there was a little boy found murdered.
Oh,
somebody had hacked him up with an axe. And then 1 week later, they found his uncle hanging in the barn. And that night, whenever I went home and had a dream that what had happened was the uncle was molesting the little boy.
Yeah, and killed
the boy was going to tell his father. And so the uncle killed the boy and then killed himself. That's the scariest ghost story
really
I've ever been through.